Hey there. I'm going to say something and I want you to pay attention to how you react to it. I am willing to surrender the world to God. That's a statement. I am willing to surrender the world to God. How did you react to that? How did you feel about that? What was your first instinct? What was your second response? That's today's topic. On your weekly dose of higher consciousness, I'm your happy host, Liz Garcia, also known as the Trumpeter of Truth, that you can find on the podcast at trumpeteroftruthradio.com, radio.com, and on my YouTube channel at trumpeteroftruthtv.com. This is the place to discover what I call the foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. I support this intention by putting power and truth into context based on the decades of consciousness research by Dr. David R. Hawkins and the map of consciousness that he created from that. And the map of consciousness is a proven energy scale to actualize your ultimate human potential. So, how do we know how to improve our lives if there's no map to it? You know, everything, there's a map to everything. And the map of consciousness simply helps you with the blueprint, an overall blueprint of how to reach what you want and how to experience and shift your life into higher levels of consciousness by simply following the map. And many skeptics and people that, naysayers, have some distorted belief that the map is an opinion, the calibrations are opinions, when in fact they're actual energy calibrations. Everything that exists or ever has exists, every thought that exists has an energy to it and can be calibrated as to its level of consciousness. And I love to use the analogy of gas in the tank. Let's say you want to be a world-renowned scientist. Is there enough gas in your tank to do that? Right? If you're running lower consciousness of self-doubt and fear and I'm stupid and I can't do anything, there's no gas in the tank for you to become a world-renowned scientist, as an example. And that requires a lot of gas in the tank to do that energetically, right? So you've got to align with the energy and the consciousness of that intention. And if you're nowhere near it, the map will tell you. And you have to be really radically, you need to, what's the word I want to use? You've got to accept radical truth about yourself or you're not going to change and you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to stay muddling around in the hamster wheel, you know, constantly spinning, spinning, spinning. Incoming bag of garbage into the hamster wheel that isn't true. And here it is, the hamster wheel spinning and the crap is blowing everywhere. That's kind of lower consciousness. That's what it looks like in a funny way. And my thanks to my sister about the analogy of the hamster wheel and the throwing a bag of garbage into the wheel, which is lower consciousness thoughts and beliefs. And then how that affects, it just throws itself out there chaotically and makes a mess. And I do love that analogy. So today I want to look at, this is the part of the month or in the cycle where I like to pick a topic that I found really helpful to me. And when I initially heard anything mentioned of surrender to God or, you know, give up control to anybody, you know, surrender, you know, your control, the ego's control to God, you know, prior to my awareness of the map of consciousness, the lesser part of me was like, hell no, I'm not going to let anyone else in control of my life. And the last entity or person I'm going to surrender control is to God. I don't trust God. I think God's punitive. That would be like the lower part of me prior to all of this decades ago is how I would have reacted. So I want you to kind of look at how did you react? those of you of higher consciousness probably felt the truth of it. You felt at peace. You're like, oh my God, yes. That's of higher consciousness to accept that surrender to God is of higher consciousness thing to do. Whereas if you were like me and you're like, hell no, I'm not surrendering anything to anybody, that's a sign you're running lower programs. You're not aware of the power of God and the will of God for your life is far superior than that little aspect of you. So I'm going to share that today, because to surrender your life to God, and I couldn't find the exact calibration, but it's in the ballpark of 540 on the map. I'm fairly certain it is 540 at the low end, at least, which is the level of consciousness of unconditional love and inner joy. And I understood that that was a powerful thing to do, is to surrender the world to God. But within the last couple of months, I really got it. I'm like, oh, especially with all that's going on right now, right? And this is October 29th, 2021, where the world is like this resurgence of COVID cases, supposedly upping, vaccine and masking mandates, the politicalization of everything is so destructive and counterintuitive and ludicrous and insane that I've decided, oh, let's just surrender the world to God. Because I understand in my studies and reading and understanding, reading books that have been calibrated as to higher consciousness, holding higher truths, that there's more going on to it than meets the eye. And the lower mind within us and the narcissistic core of the ego within all of us, including me, wants to be right and prove others wrong. So, but to be willing to surrender the world to God and understanding there's way more going on than you could ever imagine at a higher level, right? It's really planet Earth is working out its karmic propensity. We have a karmic propensity right now going on that's kind of playing itself out, which is not to say we have to accept being of lower consciousness, you as an individual. You do not have to do that. But the lower consciousness that's going on throughout the world right now is like serving a higher purpose that we are not aware of. And to surrender the world to God is a relief, because it just is, because that energy, 540, is so powerful, it can't hold a candle to what's going on in the world, because what's going on in the world is very low vibe and destructive. So to hold your own on surrendering to God and stop watching the news, don't stop listening to others' opinions about anything, and just go about your life is a far more powerful position that has a far more powerful rippling effect out into the world than giving your attention to news, as an example. Definitely anything that's politicized, you shut it off because it's negatively oriented and divisive. There's nothing constructive about it. So, I felt a major shift, and you too can feel this when you surrender the world to God. And let go of the word God, if there's a negative charge or connotation to it for you. Just say you're willing to surrender the world to creation. Guess what? We are not the creators here. You know, we as a whole are creators, but there's a higher level creation that created heaven and earth. And if you don't think there is, then you're like seriously have a seriously distorted perception of reality, which, you know, you wouldn't agree with that because that's not where you are. But surrendering the world to God is a huge shift into inner peace. And I felt it. And I now feel the energy of neutral. Like if anything that would give me resistance and reaction doesn't, I don't have it anymore because I'm willing to surrender the world to God. There's no resistance to what's happening in the world because divinity is aware of everything that's going on. Divinity is present with everything that's going on, divinity and creation. And there's nothing to be fearful or worry about because we're eternal beings. We truly are. Life is eternal. So practice, do the best that you, use the mind to understand that surrendering to God is a powerful position. It doesn't mean you're religious. It doesn't mean anything except for you now have power and you're willing to accept truth. And the linear mind holds no candle to the truth of divinity and spirit. So you have humility and understanding that you're not even close to being there yet. So since that's the truth, surrender the world to God and like, okay, I give. You don't have to do anything about what's going on and if you, unless you feel it in your heart. If you feel it in your heart, and love is moving you to take action, you'll feel it. The power of love will be within you to take action if it's needed on any front. So that's today's topic is, how do you feel about surrendering to God? I'd love to, you know, share it in the comments. What was your initial reaction? If you have a negative perception, that's a signal that you've got lower consciousness running that you need to take a look at, accept that you have it, forgive yourself, understand that it's no judgment that you have it because we all do, but maybe step into some willingness to letting it go so that you can perceive differently and align your intentions better with the powerful intention of surrendering the world to God. Now, I do want to share some interesting calibrations just to kind of reiterate and reinforce how freaking powerful this intention is. Any type of surrender to God is huge power-wise, and you're aligning with power that can shift your life in significant ways because there's so much friggin' power in it. So I got these calibrations from consciousnesscalibrations.com, which is a subscription-based website of current calibrations. But some of the calibrations are available to the general public for free, so it's a good place to start. So the calibrations I'm sharing from the website today is this statement. Surrendering to God, the ego's conviction that it is the source of life. So essentially, let's turn it, say it differently. The ego's conviction is that it is the source of life. The ego, the lower mind, the lower part of you, thinks that it is the source of life. And if you have an aversion to the statement, I'm willing to surrender the world to God, it's because of this. Because the ego has an aversion to it. All right? So if you are willing to surrender the ego's conviction that it's the source of life to God, it calibrates at 597 on the map of consciousness, which is huge. It's a huge level of consciousness. Getting up into the close to the 600s, it's really a quantum leap away from the 600s, but regardless, it's the land of almost enlightenment. It's beyond sainthood. Sorry, I've got my dog is choking on something in the room. I want to make sure he's okay. Hold tight. Okay, my dog is okay. So there's one calibration. Surrender the ego's conviction that it is a source of life. So if you had this negative reaction to the original statement, this is where you can surrender that part, the reaction. I'm willing to surrender my reaction to it and just come into neutral and have accept humility that I really don't know what the hell's going on here. And that there is a divine order and creation to all that is. I mean, create it, that's for sure. Which is not to disparage the ego. The ego has served its purpose throughout our evolution of consciousness on planet Earth. Okay, here's another calibration. This statement, and this is apparently a mantra, I don't know from where. I surrender to the infinite silence of God. And if you watch some of Dr. Hawkins' videos, he'll describe the infinite peace and silence of God, where the mind just goes blank, which is, it sounds a little scary. And I have to say, I've experienced mindlessness, like literally an empty mind. And I was like a little fearful of it. But I'm like, you know, I had to be with it, you know. So if you surrendering to the infinite silence of God calibrates at 610. This is a level of 600 and above is the level of peace. And 600 is the doorway to enlightenment. It's actually the first step into stages of enlightenment. So if you are on the radical pursuit of being enlightened, this is an excellent mantra for you to state. I surrender to the infinite silence of God. I can attest to the presence of God and divinity or spirit is beyond words. And I have been in the presence of higher consciousness as high as what I felt like was 850. Calibrations have come up in the 700s. Was the presence of God, for sure. Enlightened states I've been in, I understand, like, whoa, you are not in Kansas anymore here. Okay, so surrender has its payoffs, so to speak, and the ego likes payoffs, so you kind of can trick the ego into getting you what you want in regards to the infinite silence of God. Or, you know, higher states of consciousness and God-intoxicated ecstasy is huge. All right. There's also something known as the surrender prayer, not to be confused with the serenity prayer, which I didn't know. So the surrender prayer is the Catholic prayer from Father Dolindo Ruotolo. And he was a Neapolitan priest in 1882 to 1970. And the calibration of the surrender prayer is 460 on the map of consciousness, which is the energy of excellence, I believe, or mastery, one or the other. Regardless, either one is a super high power. One is 450, one's 460. I forget which one is which. So, So the surrender prayer are the words of Jesus given to Father Dolindo. And a little bit about this priest, Father Ruotolo, Dolindo Ruotolo. His life was totally devoted to God and also to his Holy Mother Mary, as the Holy Rosary was his constant prayer. Jesus teaches us how we can stop thinking and worrying about all our problems and also how to let go of trying to resolve them ourselves. Jesus teaches us how to find true peace and real happiness in these uncertain and anxious times. So there's a lot of derogatory connotations, you know, about Bible thumpers, Jesus freaks, whatever, but be aware that Jesus calibrated at 1,000 on the map of consciousness, as did the Buddha, as did Dr. Hawkins. And it's meaningless to most of us because we have no awareness of what these states are, how freaking powerful they are. They are not of this world, is an understatement. And 1,000 on the map of consciousness is 10 to the 1,000th power. And one individual at this level of consciousness can offset the negativity of the entire planet. That's freaking huge. We can't even grasp the concept of that because it's so quantum in nature and enormous. So Jesus and Dr. Hawkins and the Buddha all know what the hell they're talking about. They're worthy of listening to if you can understand what they're saying. So if you go to surrenderprayer.weebly.com, you'll find the surrender prayer, which has nine-day prayer, which looks super interesting here because it's a powerful prayer. If you want to align with like superpowers, really. And I'm just going to read day one. It's pretty interesting because there is a mantra that you say 10 times after each one of the days. So day one, here's what day one looks like in the surrender prayer. Why do you confuse yourselves by worrying? Leave the care of your affairs to me and everything will be peaceful. I say to you in truth that every act of true, blind, complete surrender to me produces the effect that you desire and resolves all difficult situations. So these statements in here are asking you to step into courage, into faith, and into understanding. Because complete surrender is really, stepping into faith is 365 on the map. So stepping into hope is 310, just to put it into context. So if you're not ready to jump into faith, you got to jump into hope. But based on the calibration of this prayer in general, it can help you move into hope and faith and understanding and love in a powerful way because the prayer is so friggin' powerful. So each day there's a different thing that's spoken of. And then after you read this, you're going to say this mantra three times. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. If you follow the Buddha or other avatars throughout history, you would substitute instead of Jesus, you can say, oh, Buddha, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. 10 times. That's the exercise. Oh, Dr. Hawkins. He's also an avatar. I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. And all of the avatars throughout history are not individuals. They are aware that they are way more than that, and they have humility and grace and understanding of the human condition. Because they are not that, they understand they are God present, you know. The presence of God is with them, in them, communicating to all of us in context. So this surrender prayer, there's 8 days of like one paragraph, sorry, 9 days, you read the paragraph and then you just say, oh, Jesus, I surrender to you. Take care of everything 10 times. That's it. Super simple. I highly recommend this. I'll share the link below, but it's surrenderprayer.weebly.com. Lastly, in regards to surrender, and I can't believe I don't have the book. I usually always have the book. But Dr. Hawkins' book is largely what much of this podcast and video cast was created for, is to help all of us understand how to raise our level of consciousness and build a better life. And in order to do that, you need to look within yourself to do it. You can't look outside of yourself to find happiness, find love, find whatever. So the answers are within in releasing the blocks to that which you seek. And letting go, the pathway of surrender calibrates at 650 on the map of consciousness. That's a superpower. Get the book. So that's it for today's main topic that I like to hit on once a month. I find an interesting topic to calibrate. If you like what's going on here, You can subscribe to the podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com or my YouTube channel at trumpetoftruthtv.com. And remember, gang, love is the truth at 500 on the map of consciousness. Just understand that you don't need to accept it, but it's a good idea to accept it and understand it and allow it to enter your life. I'll see you again next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in a link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.